I'm not sure he's speaking for the government and or the country. Papua New Guinea represents between 8 to 10 million people. It's neither here nor there. But as a government and as a regional player, we have to take a responsible position. And our foreign policy position is and has always been that the West Papua or the Melanesians who live in the provinces of West Papua and any of the other provinces in the Republic of Indonesia are part of the integral sovereign state of the Republic of Indonesia, and that's it.
But then you hear a lot of PNG people seeing accounts of what's happening across the border, a lot of allegations of human rights abuses, some very emotional photographs of people suffering, and they feel that, in some sense, their government doesn't represent their views on this. They're much more concerned about human rights abuses in the area than the government seems to be.
Human rights is a global issue, not only confined to Indonesia, but elsewhere as well, and there are international processes and procedures and institutions that can deal with them. And Indonesia is always willing to address those issues, and Papua New Guinea is always willing to cooperate with Indonesia so that these issues can be addressed. And the Pacific Islands Forum countries have agreed that that's an issue that they will all look together, and so we will do that. But that does not have to be mixed up with the issue of self-determination. As far as self-determination is concerned, Papua New Guinea's position is very clear. Papua and West Papua provinces are an integral part of the Republic of Indonesia, and if they want to address any issues like that, they would have to do that without reference to Papua New Guinea, because Papua New Guinea's position is that.
Well, at the recent UN General Assembly meeting in New York, we had six Pacific Island leaders get up and make often quite strong speeches about West Papua. Is there a risk perhaps that Papua New Guinea and Fiji, the two countries that cling to this formula, that West Papua is an Indonesian issue, risk becoming a bit isolated in the Pacific? The tide in the Pacific seems to be swinging in favour of West Papua as an issue.
Look, under the UN systems, as independent sovereign nations, they can express their own policy positions at an international forum like the United Nations. They don't have to bind Papua New Guinea or Fiji into it. Our position is, as I've explained, Indonesia has a very strong relationship with Papua New Guinea, which is founded on three treaties that our country has signed with the Republic of Indonesia. There are 11 MOUs covering a whole wide range of issues of cooperation in economic advancement, trade, investment, culture and sports integration. Those are issues and challenges that we need to work through with Indonesia. And so we are bound by our treaty, and we will not swear from what other Pacific Island countries say in international forums. It's a matter for them.
Could this West Papuan issue affect Pacific relationships and regional architecture? We had the former Prime Minister of Vanuatu, Barak Sope, just the other day saying that PNG and Fiji were playing games with other countries on this issue. And also we've had another Melanesian spearhead group leaders meeting postponed, again without any explanation. Could this start to affect regional architecture and organisations like the MSG and relationships between Pacific countries?
The context and the background relating to the establishment of those different institutions, such as MSG, for example, that's to promote labor mobility and trade and investment integration in MSG countries. And I was there at the last meeting where I looked at the framework documentation and explained to them that this particular question was not within the parameters of the constituent document, and therefore it was a technical issue which could not be discussed in a competent way at the meeting that was. So clearly, I mean, we need to look at everything very carefully, and each country, Papua New Guinea is a sovereign nation, and it can independently express its views on issues that affect its nationhood. And we're not going to be bogged down by the politics of individuals or other nations. They have their own personal positions which they can express bilaterally and multilaterally. And as far as we are concerned, our position and relationship with Indonesia remains intact.